Morning Watch, Day 4. Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 1. The Divine Economy with the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity in the Divine Move and in our Experience. Matthew 6, 9 through 10 and verse 13. You then pray in this way. Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified, your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Psalms 8, 1 and 2. O Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who have set your glory over the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have established strength because of your adversaries, to stop the enemy and the avenger. Ephesians 5, 25b through 27. Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water and the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Revelation 21:6-7. And he said to me, they have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts from the spring of the water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be God to him, and he will be a son to me. Related reading. The praying ones must be children of God, born of God, so they have the authority, the right, to call God their Father. We cannot call a person our father if we are not born of him. We have a Father in the heavens who has begotten us. This brief but critical prayer covers a number of crucial items. To be sanctified means to be separated and distinct from all that is common. If we pray for our Father's name to be sanctified, we should not just utter this with our words. For his name to be sanctified, we should express him in our living. We must live a sanctified life, a daily life separated from being common. To pray such a prayer requires us to be sanctified persons, those who are separated from being common. We should be distinct, separate from all the people around us. In other words, we should be holy. As sanctified people, we should pray, Our Father, your name be sanctified. Today, the world is not God's kingdom, but his enemy's kingdom. This is why the Bible says that Satan is the ruler of today's world. In Satan's kingdom, the world, there is no righteousness, no peace, and no joy. Romans 14:17 says that the reality of the kingdom life is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In Satan's kingdom today, there is no joy, because there is no peace. In the United Nations, peace is talked about all the time, but there is no peace, because there is no righteousness. Peace is the issue of righteousness. In his second epistle, Peter says that the unique thing that dwells in the new heavens and new earth is righteousness. In the coming kingdom, the millennium, the primary thing will be righteousness. There is no righteousness in today's world, because this is the kingdom of Satan, the evil ruler. Today, Satan's will is being done on the earth through evil men. Thank the Lord that Satan's will is not fully carried out. Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin were destroyed. Napoleon wanted his will to be done, but he did not succeed. We need to pray for the Father's divine will to be done on earth as in heaven. This is to bring the heavenly ruling, the kingdom of the heavens to the earth. Then the Father's will surely will be done on the earth. These three things in Matthew 6:9 through 10, the name, the kingdom, and the will, are the attributes of the one triune God. The name is of the Father, because the Father is the source. The kingdom is of the Son, and the will is of the Spirit. To pray in this way is to pray that the triune God will be prevailing on the earth as he is prevailing in the heavens. The prayer to the Father concludes in this way: For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Here is the realization and praise of God's kingdom, power, and glory. This also refers to the triune God. The kingdom is of the Son, which is the realm in which God exercises his power. The power is of the Spirit, which carries out God's intention so that the Father can express his glory. This indicates that the prayer that the Lord taught us to pray begins with the triune God in the sequence of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and ends also with the triune God, but in the sequence of the Son, the Spirit, and the Father. Thus, the prayer taught by the Lord in his supreme teaching begins with God the Father and ends also with God the Father. God the Father is both the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega.